heritage, our rich heritage, our rich heritage, our rich heritage, 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 our rich heritage.
First series of our rich heritage, we are going to Turkey.
The special favor of Allah.
We are in Istanbul, in Turkey, in the grounds of the Masjid of Fatih Sultan Mehmed.
The universe is the body.
We're currently in the Kamlika Masjid in Turkey.
The shining stars of them.
Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari, radiallahu anhu, the great companion of the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. He is the host of the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. His real name is Khalid bin Zahid, and he is known as Abu Ayyub.
They love him more than this.
Another companion of the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Hazrat Abu Darda, radiallahu anhu.
For the sake of Rasulullah, Allah, help me understanding of Islam. Allah, help me understanding of Islam. Allah, help me understanding of Islam. Allah, help me understanding of Islam.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'audhu billahi min shaitan wajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayki ya Rasulullah. Wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Habib Allah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabi Allah. Wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Nur Allah. MashaAllah, viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to our rich heritage. And inshallah, today we are at the resting place of the great Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi in Konya, in Turkey. And inshallah, we're going to learn a little bit about his life, inshallah. It is stated that his name is Muhammad and his appellation was Jalaluddin, whereas he is famously known by Mawlana Rumi. His father and grandfather were also named Muhammad, and his noble father's appellation was also Bahauddin, who himself was a great scholar whom all residents of Khorasan would ask religious questions. Sayyidina Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah was born on the 6th of Rabiul Awal, corresponding to 30th of September 1207 in the land of Balkh. His lineage is traced back to the first Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. His initial teachings was at the hands of his noble father, Mawlana Bahauddin al-Siddiqi rahmatullah ta'ala. He travelled with his father to Baghdad, and during this stay, he was educated in a madrasa there, which was established to propagate the four schools of Islamic jurisprudence. When his father took up a permanent residence in Konya in Turkey, he also began to reside there. And after his father passed away, he began teaching in Konya's religious institutions. Sayyidina Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah took a spiritual pledge of allegiance upon the blessed hands of Sayyidina Shamsuddin Muhammad al-Tabrizi Rahmatullah ta'ala. Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah ta'ala, he spent his entire life in spiritual training and struggle. It is stated that he was fast for 10 or 20 days, and whenever the time for Salah arrived, he would immediately turn his attention towards it, and the complexion of his face would change. Such was his level of ibadat that at night time, he would make the intention of 2 nafal rakat, and he would stand up all night, and then 2 nafal rakat would not finish and the morning would start to appear. And it stated that on one such occasion, he cried so much during his salah that his face and his whole of his beard became wet with his tears. Allahu Akbar. Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah Ta'ala was from the major scholars of the era, and he was very proficient in Islamic jurisprudence. He was also skilled in many other sciences as well. And from the time he was a student of knowledge, scholars used to come and seek fatwa from him and give him the answer to religious questions. And he authored many, many books as well. But it was his one book, the Matanavi Sharif of Mawlana Rumi, that gained prominence and the whole world became aware of this book. Taking benefit from this distinguished book is an invaluable assistance for Yusuf Muhammad Channel. This book allows a person to develop his character. This book allows a person to perform good righteous deeds, gets that mindset to perform righteous deeds. This book also educates us on how to avoid the strategies and the plans that Shaitan has on us to make us live our life in sin. This is a book that every person should read in their lifetime and take the benefit from this book. He had many, many other writings, but it was this particular book that he gained fame with as well. Sayyidina Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi, in this book, he didn't actually write a chapter on the love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam specifically, but you can see throughout the chapter, throughout the whole book, it showed in this book the love that he had for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In one instance, Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah ta'ala mentions the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam specifically, and he says, "O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are the life and soul of creation and the light of beauty of its forehead. You are the loftiest and best personality who will be an intercessor for sinners on the day of judgment." Allahu Akbar. In this book, Masnavi, alongside with declaring the beloved Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as an absolute example of perfect human being, Sayyidina Mawlana Rumi rahmatullah ta'ala has also asserted the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the leader of all of the prophets. He mentions the journey of Miraj and he states that the blessed journey was an invitation the likes of which nobody else has seen before. But I want to leave you now, viewers of the channel, with his legacy in his own words. The things that he left behind in his own words are what he advised all of us. And I want you to listen to this very, very carefully, because this is something that if we can adopt in our lives, then inshallah, we will become better people, inshallah, and we'll become closer to our Rabb, closer to the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and achieve the ultimate goal of being successful on the Day of Judgment. Mawlana Rumi, rahmatullah, in his final words he said, in his final legacy, he said, "I leave with you the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Have the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla inside you, outwardly and inwardly." He then goes on to say, "Eat little, sleep little, speak little, abandon sins, always remain fasting, stand in salah at night, abandon your desires, tolerate people's oppression, and adopt the company of the righteous people. The superior person is the person that benefits other people." And he says that the best speech is that which is less and that which is meaningful. Allah Akbar. Viewers of Mother Channel, Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi, rahmatullah ta'ala. He passed away on the 5th of Jumadul Ukhra, 672 Al-Hijri. And that corresponds to the 17th of December in 1273. His normal resting place is in the city of Konya, in the country of Turkey. Well, alhamdulillah, we are now, and inshallah, very soon we'll get the ability, the honor, to be able to go and visit his resting place. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam. The special favors of Allah, holy Allah. The universe is the body and its soul, holy shelter for sinners, ah, holy Allah, holy Allah.
Viewers of the channel, we're at the shrine of Mawlana Shams Tabrizi, rahmatullah ta'ala, and inshallah we'll go inside now and pay our respects, inshallah, and read Fatiha. Bismillah.
The shelter for sinners, ah, holy Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here's on the channel, we're at the resting place of Mawlana Shams Tabriz rahmatullah ta'ala, one of the great saints of Allah. And he was the peer of Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah ta'ala, his teacher, his guide. And he's also buried here in Konya, not very far away from Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah ta'ala's mazhar. So we're here today, inshallah, to pay our respects and to gain the blessings from the Peer Murshid, from the guide, from the teacher of Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah ta'ala. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The universe is the body and its soul.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Madhid channel, as you can see, we are in the city of Konya in the country of Turkey, and we're at the shrine, at the resting place مولانا شاہ شمس تبریزی رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ. Now, Sayyidina Shams Tabrizi, rahmatullah ta'ala, he was one of the leading pious elders of this ummah, possessing mastery over many disciplines and branches of knowledge. He is particularly renowned for his expertise in mysticism, ayat tasawwuf. He is also known for being the teacher and spiritual guide of Mawlana Rumi, rahmatullah ta'ala, the latter of whom mentions Sayyidina Shams Tabrizi, rahmatullah ta'ala, with the utmost love and devotion. In fact, meeting with Sayyidina Shams Tabrizi rahmatullah ta'ala ushered a new age into Mawlana Rumi rahmatullah ta'ala's life entirely. Sayyidina Shams Tabrizi rahmatullah ta'ala was born in 584. His father's name was Alauddin, whilst his mother's name was Asmara Fatima. He was an exceedingly pious woman. His face was illuminated from birth, such that his mother named him Shah Shams upon seeing it. His father thanked Allah Azza wa Jal when coming to know he had been granted a son, and he kissed the newborn Sayyidina Shams Tabrizi rahmatullah ta'ala on his face. It was narrated that he was a saint from birth. His mother has said that our household was poverty stricken. We spent our days impoverished and hungry. However, when Shah Shams came, whatever was brought into the home would last for many days. When he reached the age of 6 years, rays of light could be seen emanated from his blessed face. His spiritual guide was Sheikh Kamal Jundi rahmatullah ta'ala. He was a source of deep inspiration for him. He would go on to adopt the Sheikh's company regularly. Alongside this, Sayyidina Shams Tabrizi rahmatullah ta'ala also spent time with leading contemporary scholars and acquired vast knowledge from them. After acquiring knowledge of the outward, he acquired knowledge of the inward from Sheikh Kamal Jundi rahmatullah ta'ala and became the latter's successor. It is mentioned in some accounts, Sayyidina Shams Tabrizi rahmatullah received an order one night in a dream. Go to Rome. There's a servant of Allah in need of your guidance. This specifically was referring to Mawlana Rumi rahmatullah ta'ala. He informed Sheikh Kamal Jundi rahmatullah ta'ala of this, but the latter forbade him from traveling at that time. The same dream occurred the second time and then the third time. And when the third time it occurred in his dream, his peer or murshid Sheikh Kamal Jundi rahmatullah ta'ala granted him permission to go to Rome. When Sheikh Kamal Jundi rahmatullah ta'ala began constructing his masjid, he enlisted his students to take part. Sayyidina Shams Tabrizi rahmatullah ta'ala was given the task of washing earthly clay so it may be used in the construction process. During this time, Sheikh Kamal Jundi rahmatullah ta'ala saw Sayyidina Shams Tabrizi rahmatullah ta'ala carrying a basket of clay upon his head. When the latter drew closer, he then saw that the basket floating a foot above his head. Upon witnessing this saintly miracle, Sheikh Kamal Jundi rahmatullah ta'ala was greatly impressed. He was an accomplished Sufi and poet, and his collection of poetry, Diwan Shams Tabrizi rahmatullah ta'ala, has been translated into many languages. He fell ill in Damascus, and despite leading doctors attempting to treat him, he passed away in 645 Al-Hijri. His shrine is located in Turkey, in Konya, where we are now, close to the proximity of the shrine of Mawlana Rumi rahmatullah ta'ala. His resting place is visited by countless Muslims to this day. I'm just going to finish by giving you a few of his blessed sayings. He is known to have said, "The whoever pleased Allah Azza wa Jal will be made pleased by him. By keeping the lives of pious predecessors in front of you, one may live an exemplary life. Decorate yourself with knowledge, as this the adornment of a man." And finally, he says, "Whoever lived his life obeying Allah Azza wa Jal, he has become the best of all creation." Viewers of the channel, I pray to Allah Azza wa Jal that the short time that we spent here, may Allah Azza wa Jal bless this time. May Allah Azza wa Jal give the opportunity to take the blessings from our pious predecessors. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Beauty of Islam. Beauty of Islam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of the channel, you're watching our rich heritage, and we're in the city of Istanbul. And obviously the first place that we wanted to visit whilst we're in this beautiful place is the resting place of the Prophet Sayyidina Yusha alayhi salatu wasalam. So we're going there inshallah now. We're on our way to visit his blessed resting place, and the blessed place that it is, there is at the top of a hill. Do dua that we pay our respects in the right way, but we take the blessings from this Prophet. And inshallah, we learn something about our life. Inshallah, when we get there, we'll show you around the place, inshallah. And when we get the opportunity,
will tell you a little bit about his blessed life, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Khabib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Beauty of Islam, beauty of Islam.
Sallu ala al-Khabib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, viewers of Madri Channel, we are currently in the city of Istanbul and we've come to the top of this hill, Yeshua Hill, because here, mashallah, is the resting place of Sayyidina Yusha alayhi salatu wassalam, inshallah. And inshallah, we're going to visit the mazar today, inshallah, and we're going to give you a little bit more information about this prophet. And alhamdulillah, he's buried, he's resting in this very place here, inshallah. We're going to show you around the place and hopefully we'll let you know a little bit more about Sayyidina Yusha alayhi salatu wassalam. Let's go inside the mazar, inshallah, and visit the place.
Allah has sent his prophets to humanity. Allah has sent his prophets to humanity.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of the channel, we're at the resting place of Hazrat Yusha alayhi salatu wassalam. And we've just done Fatiha, inshallah. And we're doing dua for all of the Muslims around the world. Inshallah, we're going to visit the masjid behind the mazar, inshallah. And inshallah, we'll sit down there, inshallah, and let you know more about the life of Sayyidina Yusha alayhi salatu wassalam, inshallah.
Guidance, Allah has sent his prophets to humanity. Allah has sent his prophets to humanity. Allah has sent his guidance through his chosen people.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyid al-Musaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'audu billahi min shaitan ar-rajim, bismillahir rahman ar-rahim. Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah, wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Habiballah. Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Nurallah. MashaAllah, viewers of Madinah Channel, welcome to our rich heritage. In our rich heritage, we look at the people of our past, our pious predecessors, and try to learn something about them so that we can learn something about their life, so we can appreciate them and hopefully make a change in our life as well. And today we're going to learn about Sayyidina Yusha alayhi salatu wasalam. Maybe a name that you've not heard, viewers of Madinah Channel, but his shrine is in Beykoz area in Turkey, alhamdulillah, and we are blessed here to be at the foothills of his shrine, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Now, Sayyidina Yusha alayhi salatu wasalam is a direct descendant of Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And he was also the assistant, yes, the assistant of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is confirmed in the Quran. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in Surah Al-Kahf verse 60, and recall when Musa said to his assistant. And in verse 62, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, so when they passed their form, Musa said to his assistant. It is established from the hadith that is narrated that Sayyidina Qab radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that the meaning of assistant is Sayyidina Yusha alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, views of Madinah Channel, Sayyidina Yusha alayhi salatu wasalam, he departed with his people to conquer Baitul Muqaddis and he laid siege there to a settlement. The siege of this settlement continued until Friday, approximately around Asr time. Now, at that time, on Saturday, they did no work. They didn't do anything. They didn't any war or any form of any activities to take place. So Sayyidina Yusha alayhi salatu wasalam was concerned that obviously the sun was setting, and if the sun had set, then they would have to stop the siege. So he pointed to the sun and he spoke to the sun. He said, oh sun, you are also following the command of Allah Azza wa Jal as I am following the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. And so he requested the dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Ya Allah, stop the sun from setting so that I may conquer Baitul Muqaddis. And the sun was stopped. The sun did not set. It stayed there. And Sayyidina Yusha alayhi salatu wasalam conquered Baitul Muqaddis. And this is confirmed in a hadith of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the sun has not stopped. The sun has not stopped for anyone except on the night when Sayyidina Yusha alayhi salatu wasalam traveled to Baitul Muqaddis and then it stopped. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Taking, at that time, viewers of my channel, taking spoils of war was not permissible by them.
and a fire would descend and engulfing it and turning it into ashes. And this fire that the spoils of war had burnt and turned it into ashes was a sign that the jihad was accepted, that it was an accepted thing. Now, Sayyidina Yusha alayhi salatu wasalam, when they gathered the spoils after conquering the settlement, the fire manifested, but it did not burn the spoils of the war. Sayyidina Yusha alayhi salatu wasalam, he then said to the people, that one amongst you must have stolen some of the spoils of the war. So he called the tribe leaders, the leaders of all the tribe, he called them all, and one by one, they put the hand on Sayyidina Yusha alayhi salatu wasalam, and they took the oath of allegiance. And one by one, they went there, and then one hand stuck. It stuck to the hand of Sayyidina Yusha alayhi salatu wasalam, and Sayyidina Yusha alayhi salatu wasalam then said to them, that it must be someone from your tribe. Call all of your tribe people now. So all of the tribe people were called, and one by one, they put the hand of Sayyidina on Sayyidina Yusha alayhi salatu wasalam, and two or three people's hands stuck to Sayyidina Yusha alayhi salatu wasalam's hand, and Sayyidina Yusha alayhi salatu wasalam then said, it must have been you. You are the ones that stole from the spoils of war. And then he ordered gold to the weight of a cow's head be brought and be put in the center of the spoils of war. And when that gold was put in the center of the spoils of war, then the fire engulfed the spoils of war and turned all the spoils of war to ashes. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said that these men, they brought gold equivalent to a cow's head and placed it before him, i.e. Sayyidina Yusha alayhi salatu wasalam ordered them to place this gold on the piles of spoils of war, and as soon as this gold was placed on the pile, the fire manifested and consumed the spoils. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Sayyidina Yusha alayhi salatu wasalam took Bani Israel and entered the city, he ordered that to enter them in a state of humility, enter them prostrating to show gratitude for the conquest that they had just taken place. However, Bani Israel, they opposed the Prophet Sayyidina Yusha alayhi salatu wasalam, and instead of entering prostrating, they entered with their heads raised high, dragging themselves on their behinds. And instead of saying, forgive us, instead of saying the words that Sayyidina Yusha alayhi salatu wasalam told him, he said, say, forgive us. Instead of saying these words out of mockery, they changed the words. They changed the words out of mockery for him, and defying what the Sayyidina Yusha alayhi salatu wasalam had told them to do. And Allah Azza wa Jal describes this event in the Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 58 and 59, and when we said, go to this town, I, Jerusalem, then eat from it freely, wherever you desire, and enter the gate whilst prostrating and declare, may our sins be forgiven. We shall forgive your sins, and soon we shall give you more reward to the righteous. So the transgressors, they changed the words to other than that which had been commanded of them. We henceforth sent upon them a punishment of a plague from the sky, the recompense of their disobedience. It is also mentioned in a blessed hadith of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah azza wa jal informed Bani Israel, enter the gate prostrating and say, forgive our mistakes, we shall forgive your mistakes. However, they changed this and entered dragging themselves on the behinds, and instead of saying, forgive our mistakes, they changed the words and said something like a seed in barley. And that when Bani Israel disobeyed the command of Allah Azza wa Jal and entered the city disobeying Sayyidina Yusha alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Azza wa Jal sent a punishment upon them in the form of a plague. After the conquest of Baitul Maqaddis, Bani Israel settled therein, and Sayyidina Yusha alayhi salatu wasalam rectified them according to the divine revelation, spending a long period of time amongst them, finally passing away at the age of 126 years of age. Viewers of the channel, we are currently, like I said earlier, in Bekos, just at the foothills of the shrine of Sayyidina Yusha alayhi salatu wasalam, and it's been an honor and privilege for us and the team to be able to visit this place, to present our salam there, to do the dua there. And, you know, like I said before, we remember the people of the past, try to learn from their lives, their humbleness, the sacrifices that they made for the deen of Islam. And if it was not for our pious predecessors, if it was not for our rich heritage, then maybe the deen would have not got to us today. Viewers of Madhini Channel, you've been watching our rich heritage. Until the next time, keep watching Madhini Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, help me understanding of Islam. Allah, help me understanding of Islam. Allah, help me understanding of Islam.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
viewers of Madishan, we're currently in the city of Bursa and we're at the resting place of Sheikh Ismail Haqqi, Murajdi Shrine, alhamdulillah. And I'm quite honoured and privileged to be here because we read many of the books that have been printed by Maktabat al-Madina, the publishing house of Dawat Islami. And in many of the books, when they talk about the tafsir of the Quran, they mention Ruhul Bi'an. And Ruhul Bi'an was written by Sheikh Ismail Haqqi Ramatullah Ta'ala. And he was a great school of Hanfi school of thought. He was born in Istanbul in the year of 1063 and he became a high-ranking scholar. And he passed away here in 1137. In Ruhul Bi'an, he talks about the inward and the outward. He talks about Sharia and he also talks a little bit about poetry. So I feel quite honored and privileged to be here that I've heard about that book so many times, you know, references with regards to that book. And today, alhamdulillah, we are blessed here to be in his shrine, in his resting place. And in here, mashallah, there are other graves as well. And the surrounding building, there is a masjid and there is a madrasa there as well. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The shelter for sinners are the awliya Allah. The shelter for sinners are awliya heritage, our rich heritage.